With me in the studio right now for my edition of Farmer Friday, I've got Jim Keltner. Jim, thanks for being with me for Farmer Friday this week.
Likewise, Pat. Thank you.
Absolutely. Down in Van Buren County, tell us a little bit about the farming background that you have down there.
Well, I farm with my two brothers, Ben, who handles the crop side of our operation, and my twin brother, Tim, who handles the cow-calf operation, part of our operation down there. Roughly 350 head of cow-calf pairs, and then 1,700 acres of corn and soybeans. Been farming down there. We are the third generation farmers in our family. Really like what we do and how we do it.
Talk a little bit about the harvest of 2023. Not a lot of rain. How was the situation down there in Van Buren County?
The soybeans were about average for yield. The corn, though, was quite a pleasant surprise. With the dry weather that we had, we weren't for sure where the bushels came from, but they came, and we were pleasantly surprised and glad for it. It put some pressure on harvest to get it done in a timely manner and to get the crop into the bin, and actually we had quite a bit more need to go to the processors than normal, which took away from some of the other activities that we normally do in the fall, mainly from the cow-calf operation. In the fall, we do a lot of fencing and fixing of fencing and installing waters, getting the calving barns ready to go, and that got actually pushed back to January, which then put us in a pinch to get that all done before the calving season.
It all works out eventually, some way, shape, or form. Talk a little bit about after the harvest. Did you hit any tillage action, or did you try to stay away from that? Every time you go across the field, obviously you lose moisture. What's your thought process on that?
The fall tillage, we did as much or more as normal. With the advent of the next generation, I've got a 23-year-old nephew. I've got a 19-year-old nephew, a 16-year-old niece, and a 12-year-old nephew, and they all take part in the fall tillage program. And where my two brothers and I focus on taking the crops out and getting it to town and to the bin.
And so, obviously, too, with all that equipment, every once in a while you got to work on it, fix it. Anything in the shop over the winter time that you had to kind of tweak and take care of?
This year we focused on the hay portion of our equipment. The big round baler got revamped and tuned up along with the mower conditioner. Another thing we did this year with the nice weather in between calving the cows was, I believe it's just over 3/4 of a mile of fence we put in between us and a neighbor that had been being put off for 3 or 4 years. Normally, before the ground freezes in the fall, we try to stick anything in the ground that can go in the ground, like corner posts, brace posts, steel posts, and then we put up the wire after it freezes, typically in December and January. With the weather we had this year in January, we were able to get that fence in wholly, to where in the past it's been a partial project over the course of a couple years.
I'm talking with Jim Keltner. He's a farmer down in Van Buren County, way down there in the southwest corner of Van Buren, not too far away from Missouri and not too far away from Davis County either. But tell us a little bit about your thought process going into 2024 in terms of planning. I'm assuming you rotate your corn beans 50-50. Talk about that.
Yeah, 50-50 rotation corn soybeans. What's interesting about 2024 is the margins are slimmer on the corn soybeans. It's going to have to be a little more discriminatory on the expense side, keep expenses to a minimum, or at least evaluate what we're spending and our bang for the buck or the ROI on those expenditures. Fortunately, the cattle market still stays strong for us, and we're, you know, it's one of those things that we haven't always been glad that we're diversified, but in this case, we are extremely glad that we're diversified with those cow calves.
Not having all your eggs in one basket is a smart move, as it always is. Talk about technology on the crop side. What do you utilize to help you become more efficient, more effective?
When in a year like this, where those margins are getting slimmer, it's nice to have grid sampled the soil to know where the fertility is low and where it's high, and to manage that to a greater extent than in the past, and more or less take an approach to where we can address some areas and give the fertilizer to the areas that are lower and maybe not so much in the areas that are higher. It also, by grid sampling our soil, we've found that those grid samples can show us where we can target manure application and better utilize more effectively the phosphorus and the potassium, as well as some of the nitrogen in that cattle manure.
When you're doing those soil tests, are you looking at every 3 years, 5 years? What's your rotation type?
We try to do it every 4 years, and that keeps us in tuned and a greater pulse on what's going on in that soil. It's what we do.
Makes a lot of sense. On that cow-calf herd that you have, large numbers, is it primarily crossbreds? What do you run?
Primarily black Angus with some crossbreds. That's what we do. We also breed roughly 150 heifers every year, and we will sell two-thirds to three-quarters of those, and we like to keep a few of them back just to make sure that we know what the person who is buying those heifers of ours is going through, and so we can either feel their pain or enjoy their success just like they do. We also, lately, we've been marketing some pairs of heifers and pairs of cow-calves. It seems to me there's a demand for those now, where the resources out there, guys don't have a lot of ability to calve like they used to. And so we've found a market to where a guy is willing to be glad to take a cow-calf pair or a heifer pair from us, more so than a bred cow or a bred heifer.
Interesting philosophy. I'm talking with Jim Kellner. Him and his brothers, Tim and Ben, work down there at Van Buren County. They've got a farm down there. On the cattle side, tell us a little bit about the medication programs that you have. You got to work the cattle. You got to make certain that health-wise they're doing what they need to do. Talk about your program that you have there.
That I don't know much about. I just catch them. My twin brother, he works with multiple resources on that. It's a constantly changing environment. This year, everything, depending on the weather, is depending on what he uses, and we've seen success with it. You know, when we're in the full swing of things, typically he'll be having 12 to 15 calves per day, and he more or less acts as the herdsman with Ben, myself, and my two nephews doing the legwork. But he takes a lot of information in and then gives it to us to deal with.
I'm impressed because you have a number of family that's working in it. Sometimes it's usually a solo person or maybe a dad and a son, but it sounds like you've got the next generation coming up into it. Have you thought about transition? Because sometimes people worry about transition after the fact that somebody has passed or moved on. But with these young kids coming in, how has that been approached?
Well, actually, my Ben, Tim, and I, we have 640 acres. My mom had 1,000 acres. She passed away on February 5th, and we have actually, we're working through that as a plan to transition farm ground to the next generation. What we're wanting to do is we're wanting to sell it to the next generation at a discount. It is so hard these days for young people to get into farming with the price of ground, and the especially in our area, cow calf operation. You know, our competition isn't the neighbor; it's the entertainment industry. We've rented quite a few pastures, and a few years ago, we lost a pasture to a guy who plays baseball for the Colorado Rockies, and we feel as though it is our duty as stewards of the ground and the ground that our generations before us worked so hard to get to pass it on to the next generation. My 23-year-old nephew, he's got a trenching business, puts in a lot of cattle waters for people in the Davis County and Van Buren County, gets up into Wapello County. My other nephew is going to Indian Hills, going through the building and trades program. So our goal is that by transitioning it now versus after we've passed on, that we can, they can, the next generation can co-mingle farming with an off-farm income and be successful in their endeavors.
That is great to hear, looking towards the future as you always should. I'm chatting with Jim Kellner here on my edition of Farmer Friday. Jim, one last thing. The world of agriculture is always changing, always have a evolution going on. What do you think is the next best thing or next big thing that's going to happen? Sometimes folks are kind of giddy about autonomous tractors, but I, for one, would be scared to death to turn out a tractor in a field without somebody operating it. What do you see from your position of something that's going to be coming on the scene?
We see the future. I think the next big thing is we're going to see more products come to the market to enhance yield that will need to be applied at specific times throughout the growing season. And what's probably the most exciting is the equipment to apply that is becoming automated to the extent where someone that runs a sprayer is pretty well wore out after 10 hours of operating that sprayer. Well, now with the automation of that equipment, an operator can go 14, 16 hours and have the ability not to be wore out. And so I think we're going to have foliar fertilizers, stress mitigation products applied multiple times throughout the year, as well as chemistries, your herbicides applied more often, but a less of a use rate at the end of the year than previous. And the ability of the equipment coming from the equipment manufacturers to allow automation of the application of those products across that field is going to enable us to do that.
I'd like to remind our listeners, if you'd like to listen to this podcast over again, go to the website, www.kiicradio.com, select the audio vault, and then on the right side of that page, you'll find the podcast for this particular Farmer Friday. Jim Kellner, thanks for being with me here on my edition of Farmer Friday this week, and keep agriculture in the forefront, my friend.
Thanks, Pat.